Okay, let us begin our next parak here in Sefer Hosea, the last parak in Hosea, parak Yud Daled, where this the Navi ends off on a high. It's the Haftorah for Shabbat Shuva, Shuva Yisrael, where Hosea talks about at some point in the future, B'nai Yisrael, he urges B'nai Yisrael to do tshuva, and they will do tshuva, and we will all come back and be close with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the first pasuk, though, Tesham Shomron. Kimarsa Belokeha, Shomron, the northern kingdom will be desolate. Kimarsa Belokeha, because it has rebelled against its God. Becherav Yipolo Olaleim Yerutashuvar Yosef Yivuko, and the sword will destroy the entire families. Right, so that's Ephraim. Shuva Yisrael Ad Hashem Elokecha. So Machlokas, the Mitzudas David said this is talking about Ephraim, but you still have time, right? If you do tshuva, this won't happen. There's always time up until the very end. Like Chizkio says in Brachas Davyud, even if the sword is on the neck, don't stop davening. So the Mitzvah David, it said, is talking to the same people. Rashi says, no. Tasham Shomron, they're done. But Shuva Yisrael, B'nai Yehuda, Sheba Eretz Yehuda, Pen Yikra Eschem Kishomron. Do Shuva, or else the same thing is going to happen to you as what happened to Shomron. So we have Pasuk Beis, Shuva Yisrael, Ad Hashem Elokecha, Shuva, do Shuva Yisrael, Ad Hashem Elokecha, until Hashem Elokecha. So there's a very famous Chazal in Yuma on Daf Peivav on this Pasuk, the last line of Amud Aleph. Amar Rabbi Levi, Gedola, Shuva, Shemagaz, Ad Kisi Akavit. Shuva could get all the way until the Kisi Akavit. Shenemar, Shuva Yisrael, Ad Hashem Elokecha, up until Hashem. And the Gemara continues on the next Amud, on Amud Beis. It goes until Hashem Elokecha. So we have a couple of other chazals. Tshuva is great. Mikareves es ha-geula. And Gdol Tshuva shezdonos nasas lo kishkagos. Shenemar. Tshuva yisol ad Hashem Elokecha. Ki chashalta ba'avonecha. Rish Lakish says tshuva is great that it's the tshuva, the zdonos are turned into shkagos. Because it says chashalta ba'avonecha. What do you mean? Avon is amazed. And it says it's a michshol. So it must be the power of tshuva to make it into a shogeg. Rish Lakish says elsewhere that tshuva Yisrael, that tshuva is great, that zonos are made into tzchuyos based on the pasuk in Yecheskel. So the Gemara answers, kan me ahava, kan me yira. Depends on tshuva me ahava, then it's kizchuyos, and it goes all the way till the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If it's only me yira, so then it is not as strong. But either way, it's based on this pasuk, the power of tshuva. Ad Hashem Elokecha. Rashi quotes Hashem. Do tshuva at Hashem, yudke vavke, while Hashem still has rachamim. Because if not, Elokecha, he will turn into midas hadin, so to speak. So do tshuva while you can. Ki chashalta ba'avonecha, because you have stumbled in your sin. The Yalkut on this pasuk says, start doing tshuva, and little by little, you know, you will be able to return and conquer. Don't think that it's such a hard job. The Yetzer Hara is so strong. But says the Yalkut, again, a number of beautiful messages here in the Yalkut Shimoni, the end of Hosea. Amr of Simoi, Mashal Otsur Gavoha, Shahaya Omer Apashas Drachim, a very tall rock that's on the crossroads. Ubnei Adam Nichshalom, by people kept tripping it on it and bumping into it. Amr Melech Satituhu Kima Kima. Break little by little every day. Achiyavo Hashav Ani Mavir Min Olam. There will come a time that I'll be able to remove it once it gets small enough. Kach Amar Hakadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. Bini Yetzahare Michshol Gadohu Ela Satatuhu Kima Kima Lesof Ani Mavir Min Olam Shenemar Vasiros Yezleiv Avim Bivsarchem. That's the pasuk. That's the medrash on this pasuk of Kichashalta Bavanecha. Kachu Imachim Dvarim. The pasuk continues. Veshuvu Al Hashem. Take words with you. Veshuvu Al Hashem. The Radak says, Eini Shoel Mikem Betshuva Lokesef Esav. Hashem doesn't need money. Velo olos are not even karbanos. Ela dvarim tovim. Shetisvadu bayam avonoseichem. Just be mizvada. Just say what you did wrong and come back to him. That's all Hashem wants. Kechui machem, take with you words. Rav Zevin in Latar v'lamoadim, in Parshas Azinu, beautifully depicts Shuva, Yisrael. We do tshuva, but we have to make sure to take it with us. Very often he says, Hargashas ha'adam, b'shashu nimsa b'beis ha'knesses, v'omid b'tfilo l'aviv shabashamayim. When we're standing in shul davening, who shona l'gamre, our feelings are totally different from the feelings that we have, b'shashu nimsa b'shuk, u'b'rechov, u'bab yachsim in b'nei adam. We can be spiritually schizophrenic. We can be very holy and focused and honest in shul, and then when we go out, we could be a different person. Shafal v'anav hu margish as asmo, kishalibo v'enav nesuos klabi shamayim, v'yishvu ro as kol we realize how little we are, but then we go out of shul and we forget. So we have to realize the goal of tefillah, the goal of a shul is not just to stay in shul. Shuva Yisrael Ad Hashem Elokecha. but only that. Take them, the words, with you. Wherever you are, take the words with you. Don't leave them where it was said. Take it with you, and then it will have an effect. And that's what he says on the pasuk. That's great, but tishma haaretz imrifi. It has to be on the aretz. It has to be able to find a place even in this world. So again, kachuimach and dvarim v'shubal Hashem imru elav, tell Hashem kol tisa avon, please bear our sin, daven for tshuva, daven for rachmanis, v'kach tov, take, we say to Hashem, take the good. Unashama parms vaseinu. What does it mean? Take the good. Rashi has a couple of pshatim. One of them is take the few maisim tovim that we do have. Just try to judge us based on those. Rashi goes another one. Kach tov kabel hodaya meitanu. Shnemar tov lahodos Lashem. Tov is lashon of la mode, either thanking or admitting, and vidui. But either way, just take our words, and that is tov. Unashama parmes vaseinu, and let our lips fulfill and take the place of parim of the karbanos. Just focus on our actions, right? It used to be the whole parak, and many of the sfarim talk about they brought parim and animals instead of their words, without the viduis. Now it's the opposite. Just focus on our words, and we know this is exactly what we do by tefillah, right? The Gemara in Brachos that talks about tefillahs keneged tmidim tiknum, right? This based on this pasuk, the idea of this pasuk, neshama parmes vaseinu. We don't have karbanos today, so we have tefillah that takes the place. And that, of course, is also the Gemara in Maseches Megillah, where the Gemara says that the conversation that took place between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Avram Avinu says Hashem, Vayomer Hashem, says Avram to Hashem, maybe they're going to be wiped out. Hashem says, don't worry. They'll have karbanos. What about without a base of English? If you say it, then it's ki'ilu you brought a karbon, u'mochel ani al kol avonoseim, and I will be mochel on all of their sins. So that's the concept of the neshama parmes vaseinu, and that's what we daven for in this pasuk. Ashur lo yoshienu. Ashur won't help us. Al sus lo nirkov. We won't focus on horses bringing our salvation. Falo nomar od elokeinu lo maase yadenu. And we won't say to what we made in our hands, ah, this is our God. We won't take our little idols and say, this is our God. Asher b'chay yiruchem yatom. Only in you an orphan will find compassion. Right? That is the phrase that some say is the Rashi Tevas Abaya. Asher b'chay yiruchem yatom. He was a yasom, and Hashem took care of him. Right? Asher b'chay yiruchem yatom directly. That's the beautiful Gemara in Maseches Brachos, Adaf Mem Ches or so, where their Rebbe asked him, where is Hashem? And Rabbah points to the ceiling, and Abai goes outside and points to the Shemayim, as if to say, you know, my parnasa, and Hashem takes care of me directly. And that's alluded to in this Asher Bacha Yerucham Yatom. But this pasuk, 2 points. Number one, this pasuk was said by Rav Chaim Shmulevitz and Darshan. If you look in the back of the Sichas Musar, there are a couple of pieces that were said in times of war. There's one called L'Regel HaMatzav. L'Regel HaMatzav, right? There's a few of them in L'Regel HaMatzav. So one of them is dated, Mamar Alev is dated Erev Sukkot Tavshin Lamed Daled. That's right when the Yom Kippur War started. So he's giving chizuk. He's giving chizuk to all of those who are there in Yerushalayim at the time. And he says there are two yesodos. Number one, you have to remember that anybody gives their life for Am Yisrael, there's no one closer. No one closer to the Kisi Yaakov than anyone who's Moser Nefesh. Haruge Lud, he quotes the Gemara of Abbasra, Ein Kolbir Yechol Alamo B'mechitzasan, Ukazani Omer Al Eilash, and Moser Nashim Avor Atzal Aseinu, Shein Kol Olam Yikab Yechol Alamo B'mechitzasan, anyone who gives their life to protect Am Yisrael, there's no one nobody closer to Hashem. Bachiv Sheish Alein Alas Pala Alayim Hu Belik Vol. And there's an infinite amount of davening that we have to do for them, says Rav Chaim Shmulevitz. And then he says, you can't be scared. And there are lavim that talk about the iser of being scared. Tchilas nefila nisa, as the Gemara says in Sota. Chazal took Yaakov to task for being scared. But then he says, why shouldn't you be scared? Because the focus has to be HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then he darshans our pasuk. Ashur lo yoshienu, hakavana etzleinu, l'artzo tabrit. Al sus lo nirkav, hakavana etzleinu ala avironim, shalei etziluhu. It's not going to be America, it's not going to be the plains. That's not the ultimate what we rely on. V'lo nomar od elokeinu l'mayadeinu. We don't say, oh, these are our gods, zeat tzava. You can't think that tzava does it by themselves. Asher b'cha yurcham yatom, shein lo shum mishenes rak Hashem levado yatzilenu. Everything can be a tool. But he darshaned so beautifully that from this pasuk refers to any time we're in war, we have to remember we're not focusing on Ashur or any other nations that could help us. It has to be, obviously we have to do the ishtadlus, but it comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva amazingly quotes this pasuk, and the Mefarshim wonder where he gets the halacha from this pasuk. The Rambam says in a very famous comment, what is complete Tshuva? When Hashem could testify that we're never going to do it again. And people ask, the Mefarshim ask, how do we ever do tshuva? Umayya tshuva shiyazov achote cheto, viyasirenu mimachshavto, viyigmar belibo shalo yaseyu od, etc. And then, viyoid alav yodea ta'alumos, shalo yashuv lazeche le'olam. And Hashem can testify that we will never sin again. She ne'emar, what's the pasuk to prove that? That Hashem will know our pasuk. V'lo nomar od elokeinu l'maseh yadeinu asher b'cha yirucham yatom. So all the Mefarshim wonder, where in this pasuk do you see that Hashem is made that we'll never do it again? What does the pasuk just say? That we will say. We will say that we won't say to our idols that you are in charge. So what exactly is the how do you know that? So Rabbi Simon quotes in the Imrei Baruch, one shot, Al-Dirach Jewish, so to speak, that we know we had Shuvah Yisrael Ad Hashem Elokecha. But if you look, this is on page Shin Lamed here in the Sefer on Dvarim. He quotes from one of the Rebbes that if you read Shuvah Yisrael, Aid Hashem Elokecha, if you read it, Aid, right, so then that's similar to what the Yalkut here. The Yalkut says, he quotes the Yalkut here that I read part of a different part of it before. L'ra'a na'aseisi lochem aid. L'tova eini na'ase lochem aid. Havishuvi Yisrael aid Hashem lokecha. Yalkut says that Hashem is an aid. So that's what it's referring to. It must be. That's where he gets it from. It says, Nirabarak yasalol rabbeinu kimi divriya yalkut. They dash it with the tseirei, and that's how the Rambam from this pasuk, that Hashem is an aid, that we won't do it again. V'lo nomar od elokeinu l'maaseh yadeinu. Erpa mishuvasam. We continue the pasuk. Hashem says, I will heal your waywardness, O Havim Nidava. I will love them, Nidava. What does Nidava mean? For nothing I will love them. So the Mefarshim explain. The Abarbanel says on this pasuk, even though usually after you forgive somebody, it's not that the relationship is mended totally. You don't go back to the way it was, right? You forgave him. Okay, you get along, but do you love him? Do you love him? Are you in the same space that you were before the chait was done? That's the nidava. It doesn't make sense, but Hashem is no div. Hashem volunteers that. Shelo haya mishuras hadin lehovo sam ki adam kishayashlim im oyevo lo yaveu behechlet ki tamid yishar belibo sin alav. Ide ani lo eyakeni mahem. Avalo avim nidava lefisha yashav mimenu behechlet. And that's what the Beis Elokim, the Mabit, also says in the first parak of Shar Hatshuva. The Mabit discusses this pasuk, and he says the same exact idea. Oavim nedava means that he relates it to the Gemara and the Rishonim that talk about the first two of the Yugim Omidos, Hashem, Hashem. Hashem is before the Chet, is the same as Hashem after the Chet. So what does that mean? What do you mean? What do you need Hashem for before the Chet, and what's the message? So one pshat is that even after we do tshuva after the Chet, it's exikilu, it's like before the Chet. Hashem Yisbarach ma'avir aleim b'hayu k'lo ayu. It's as if they never happened. U'misratzei lav k'ilu lo chatamei olam. K'yo yamaspik k'shayavar al chato osav v'lo yanishu aleim. K'mitas rachamim shalo. That would be enough. Just don't punish us. Avalo yiyu me'ha'omdim l'fanev u'murutzim etzlo k'betchila. That's ani kodem achet, ani la'achar achet. Ki k'moshe kodem achet ha'adam hu murutze etzli v'omei l'fanai. K'mochein achar sheyechta. K'ivin sh'asa tshuva hu l'fanai k'birushana. K'moshe omar ha'kas. As it says, Erpa Mishuvasam O Haveim Nedava. So the Mabit quotes here in the Beis Elokim, this our pasuk in Hosea that Hashem loves us Nedava. Ki lo levad is talkas haonish who should nehanim b'tshuva elagam sheyu merutzim lefanav kibitchila. That is what tshuva does. And Rav Soloveitchik in his own language uses this that this a chait is machat is machayev and machaper and tshuva and kapara. are not only mechaper, but it's metaher. It not only gets rid of the onesh, but it brings us back to the state that we were in before. That's ohaveim nedava, a very crucial two words that we have here. That's what shuv is about. Kishava pimimenu, because I have held back my anger from them. Eyeh katali Yisrael yifrak hashoshana, I will be like dew, I will help them grow, Hashem says, v'yach shorshav kalvanon, and our roots will spread, will be comfortable, will be in Eretz Yisrael, all Jews, forever and ever. Yeshuvu Yoshvei Betzilo, those who sit in its shade, in the shade of Eretz Yisrael, will return. Yechayu Dagan V'yifrachu Kagafen, they'll be like grain and sprout like vines. What's Yechayu Dagan? The Radak quotes. Yechyu Atzman B'chaleis B'mitzvos HaKel Yisbarach Sheyikaymu. They will live, they will give themselves life through mitzvos. Kemo Adagan HaMechayas Adam Barov, just like bread makes a person live, so too they'll use mitzvos to help them live. Right? That reminds us a little bit of that Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah and the Hakdama to the Mishnah Berurah writes beautifully how there is mazon for the body and there is mazon for the soul. Based on psukim that we're not going to get back into now, but he says, V'lufize pashut, the afta neshama b'tzeisa migufa chamri tzricha mazon, the kamo b'sar haguf ha'adam, b'eshe poshim menu b'erev Shabbos, mal b'shal chov alovi shal Shabbos. We get a different neshama on Shabbos. You think that we don't need food? Yeah, we do need food, just a different form of food. Kena davar mamish b'nin ha'nefesh, t'chimishum shepashta levusha me'aleha, because the levush of the soul is taken off after 120. Lo tia o tzricha mazon she'yichayena, it doesn't need food, it needs food. Problem is it's not going to be able to eat then. So what's the food? The food is all the food that we get in this world. All the food that we get in this world, and that, of course, is the Torah. Kadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hem Laso, Noslano, Torah, Kadosha, Shigamke Nitzchias, Vaide Kiyuma Meir Or Hashem Al Nafshenu, Ume Oso Or Anumis Angim, Shehu Min HaTanug HaRuchani. And that's Chaye Olam Natavasochenu. He gives us Chaye Olam, the ability to do mitzvos, and then to achieve Chaye Olam. That's exactly what the Radak says here. Yechayu Dagan. That's what we're going to live with. Continuing, Ephraim, Mali, Od La'atzabim. Ephraim, what are you looking at more? To your idols, you don't need Ani Anisi V'Ashurenu. Right, Ephraim's going to say, I don't need these idols. And Hashem says, I'm going to come and be close to them. Ani Kibrosh Ranan, mi many per Yechanim sa. From me, I will cause all of their fruit to blossom. Mi Chacham V'Yavein Eileh. Navon v'yedeim. Who is the one that is wise, will understand this? The Malbim points out here in this phrase, you have all three lashonos of wisdom. Chacham, yavein, and yedaim. Chachma, bina, vadas. The Malbim talks about. One is just the information. One is processing the information. One is then applying the information. And finally, the Navi ends off, ki yisharim darchei Hashem, because straight are the paths of Hashem. Even though the Radak says, often it looks like, Sadik v'ralo, Rasha v'tovlo, we know that Yesharim Darchi Hashem, they're straight, even if we don't understand it, either because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving him something in this world to save it for the next world, Sadik She'eno Gamor, all the different deyas that he quotes from Chazal and from the Gemara in the beginning of Brachas. And we ends off with a phrase, Ki Yesharim Darchi Hashem, the ways are straight, Tzadikim Yelchubam, Uposhim Yikashlubam. Tzadikim will walk in Hashem's ways, and Poshlim will stumble in Hashem's ways. Right, the Gemara in Nazir and elsewhere, but one place is in Nazir Chaf Gimel, darshens this pasuk to say, people can be doing the same exact action, and for one it would be a mitzvah, and for one it would be an avera. Right? That's the pasuk that we darshan. Rabba bar Brachana Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Yisharim Darchei Hashem Tzadikim Yechum Haposhim Mikashlovan. Two people that roast their carbon Pesach. One eats it l'shem mitzvah. One eats it l'shem achila gasa. So one gets a mitzvah, one doesn't. Says Reish Lakish. What? He's a Rasha. He's not going to get a mitzvah. He didn't do mitzvah in a mufcha. That can't be what the pasuk is referring to. So it must be a different shot, says Reish Lakish. Ela mashal l'shnei b'nei adam. Ze ishto v'chosu imo v'ze ishto v'chosu imo. Right? Each of them have their wife and their sister. L'zen izdamna lo ishav, l'zen izdamna lo achoso. The one that got ishto, tzadikim yelchubam. The one that got achoso, poshim yikashluvam. The Gemara again rejects that. That's two different actions. Not the same action. Really, it refers to Lot and his daughters. Lot, who did not have kavana la mitzvah, is a Rasha. The daughters who are kavan l'shem mitzvah, tzadikim yelchu bam. And that is the Gemara. That's what it's referring to. But it's the same act could be a mitzvah for one and not a mitzvah for the other. The Sichas Musar again uses this. He talks about a number of psukim in our parak. Sichas Musar towards the beginning in Maimer Yud Beis discusses Or v'choshech sheba adam. He talks about the action of Eliphaz, the son of Esav. Remember what he did? He went to Yaakov and said, I have to kill you. But I can't because it's kibud aveim. But I can't kill you because I don't want to murder. So give me all your money and ani chashiv kames. So Rav Chaim Shalevitz says, kibud aveim itself. It could be Or it could be amazing, an amazing mitzvah. And what is that Lifa's using Kibbutz Avayim for? To murder. To murder, that's Or V'choshech, the Erbuvia within a person, and that's what this line is referring to. There's a well-known comment of the Nodeb Yehuda. Nodeb Yehuda in Yeredeya, in Simen Tzadi Gimel, talks about the minog of saying L'Shem Yichud. He, in his time, was very against L'Shem Yichud. He said there's a Birchas HaMitzvah. You don't have to say all of these Kabbalistic ideas before you do the mitzvah. And if there's no bracha, just say, I'm doing this L'Shem Mitzvah. But he is against L'Shem Yichud. He says, B'zeh Ani Meshiv. He was asked, what's the proper nusach for L'Shem Yichud? He says, instead of asking me what's the proper nusach, ask me whether you should say it. And they were very big tzaddikim, but, you know, many, Bizman Azeh, he writes, that have left Shas and have left Halacha, and they do other things. And he said, and that's where he paraphrases this line, V'aladar hayasam azeh ani omer, yisharam darche Hashem tzaddikim yelchubam, V'chasidim yikash lubam. So he changes the pasuk from poshim to chasidim because that's obviously who he was against in terms of his charifus against L'Shem Yichud. V'har b'hayali l'daber mizeh avol k'shem shemitzvah lomar davar hanishma kach mitzvah shlo lomar davar she'eno nishma v'Hashem yirachem aleinu. But he quotes this pasuk, he paraphrases this pasuk in a sense to get his sheet across. But either way, Yisharam d'archei Hashem, so we were bezochet to finish Sefer Hosea, but Hashem next time we'll pick up with the second of the Treyasar, and that is Yoel.